in the last 10 years, you know, the likes of sectarian attacks, you know, they've all stopped, and, you know, young ones my age coming through can't remember their troubles, so there's not the same.
You don't remember it at all?
Very little of it, I wouldn't. I'd remember, like, ratting and stuff like that going on. But
at home, or?
Yeah, at home.
Right.
Because I'd live in a border area.
Oh, so, do you? Whereabouts exactly?
I live in Tignavin, which is just, there's just a road dividing it in Mournview, which would be a crossing area.
Mm-hmm.
So there would have been fighting years ago, but that's all I would remember.
Mm.
But you wouldn't get that, none of that nowadays. Like, mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the next generation coming up, it's going to be like, there's less bitterness, I think, because they're not going through the same thing that people went, you know, the older generations are going through. And like, I think university level, if you come to university level, there is no such thing as, you know, there's no like, oh, I'm not talking to you because you're a one set, you know what I'm saying? I think it has moved on.
And what about, do you think your parents' generation would still have that kind of wariness of?
Because they lived through it, and they lived through, you know, the violence, and, you know, the worry of going out in the night where they're going to get caught up on something. They'd, the experience of things like, you know, roadblocks and stuff, you know, having to go, they have the experience that, whereas young ones coming through, you know, it's a gradual thing that will wind down, you know.
So do they ever talk to you about those times and, you know, things that happened that were upsetting, or?
You get the stories, like, about people getting stabbed, you know, the car getting stabbed.
So tell me one of those then.
It's just my mummy was on the way home from where my granny lives up in Blandy. And she just got stabbed, the car got stabbed. She hadn't that long passed her test, and then she just got, the car got stabbed, and it was the IRA, need your driver's license, and she just panicked, and he told her to turn off her lights, and she didn't know how. She just got the car, and she was doing all this here, and she just, you know, the pure panic. So he's, you know, am I going to get shot or whatever, just stuff like that there, you'd hear.
And what about your daddy, does he ever tell stories like that?
Yeah, well, I was stuff like, well, they were up at home one day, and my uncle was coming out of the house or something, and the car got stopped by the police, and they got dragged out, you know, who's searching. My granny went down and was taking the numbers of the policemen and all, going to ring to complain and stuff like that there.
And so obviously they had quite a different teenage life to you.
Yeah. Where they would have had went through that, whereas we're going through, we have, well, so a kind of political stability at the moment, even though it's a bit in jeopardy here the day, like. But whereas they, when they were going through, they went through, like, the generation above them went through the discrimination, you know, they're the ones coming through, you know, that are getting equality through, and then, you know, the violence that they went through, like, and stuff like that there.
So, like, would you feel that your grandparents, for instance, would say that they were discriminated against? In what kinds of ways, do you think?
Well, the likes of my grandfather's from Dublin, and when he came up here, he couldn't get any work. Couldn't, you know, because of the Dublin accent. He found it really hard to get work up north, and he was telling stories about that there, and, you know, just the likes, you know, the, well, you learn about it in the course about, you know, discrimination in housing, discrimination in, like, work and stuff, you know, stuff like that there.
And so you, what about your granny? Would she have felt discriminated against? Because obviously she was a northerner anyway.
Well, I know that they met over in England.
Did they?
Yeah.
So she was away?
Yeah, she was over in England. She'd work as, she worked in a house over there cleaning and stuff like that there.
And did she leave deliberately because of the discrimination? Or?
I'm not sure, actually, never asked. Just sort of knew they met over in England and they came back, but when they came back, he found it real hard to get work.
And why did they not go back to south of Ireland then?
He didn't really have any family there, so he was, well, he had family, but her family were all up here, so I suppose that's why.